Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio from both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome aboard. Joining us this week and every week, we've been on the air for over a decade. Maria looks younger. I don't. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. But bringing you the best mental wellness radio. So always it's wellness topics and always it's good radio. And it's locally featured. And many times our guests are born and raised and are serving Imperial Valley. So it's always nice to be part of a community. And that's actually why we're here today. Mentioning community. We are joined today by Patricia Arevalo Caro, and she is a program supervisor and a licensed psychiatric technician with behavioral health with the Center for Clinical Training, and we're here to talk about World Mental Health Day Summit.
Yes, that's taking place October 6th of this year. This is a collaboration with Imperial Valley College and Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and we're very happy to do this. This is the first year we're doing this, but the summit has been going in this format. This World Mental Health Day has been going on for quite some time.
What's the goal? Why do we have a World Mental Health Day, and what's it trying to do?
Well, World Mental Health Day is supported by the United Nations, and it's celebrated every year on October 10th. And it's to bring public awareness to mental health issues, but to bring it worldwide, not just in the United States, but everywhere. So it promotes discussions about illnesses and its investments in prevention of treatment services. It's kind of to bring awareness to mental health issues and how many people have mental health problems and to reduce the stigma so that more people will seek treatment.
Tell me about stigma. What is it and how does it work and why does it get in the way?
Well, stigma is pretty much where people, you know, don't want to seek services because it's like, oh, they're crazy, or oh, they're going there, and you know, we do bad things to people. We put them in straitjackets, we put them in restraints, we give them medication against their will, and all these kind of things. And so people get a bad connotation. They get a kind of a bad taste in their mouth of what behavioral health or what mental health does. And so it's, you know, it's something that people think bad things about that agency or that program or the people that have mental illness. So what we try to do is to bring awareness of mental illnesses so that people won't be, shall we say, scared of them, and they will know more about them, know better how to treat them, know better how to seek help, and just kind of feel maybe a little bit more comfortable.
Well, like you're a licensed psych tech, which is kind of a nurse. And I'm a middle-aged male person. And I don't go running to the doctor very often, in part because I don't want to know. And I'll be honest. In part because I know there's some stuff out there, and I know maybe some of that stuff someday is going to be me. And if I avoid it somehow, I think it's going to kind of magically go away. It's kind of the same thing with behavioral health sometimes, huh?
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, the thing of it is like with a medical illness, sometimes you might not see it. You know, like if somebody has, say, cancer at the beginning, you may not see it. You know, it just might lie dormant and you know, but soon, eventually, the illness progresses. With mental illness, unless we see a person who has lost touch with reality or have become psychotic, we see the outward signs. But like a lot of times when people are depressed, they just kind of withdraw. They don't hang out with anybody. So they're kind of, I'm not going to say put in a corner, but they put themselves in a corner. So people don't, they're just tired, or, oh, snap out of it, or, oh, they're having a problem. But since they're not doing anything outwardly, nobody really thinks to do anything for them. So, you know, and there's a huge incidence of depression and anxiety and lots of different types of mental illness like that in the United States, in America. And just to give you some statistics, 6.9% or 16 million American adults live with major depression, and 18.1 or 42 million live with anxiety disorders. And those are some type of disorders that you may not really see, but they are there, and as you can tell by the numbers, they really do exist.
Well, and they impact lives, right? I mean, people who are suffering from anxiety or depression aren't having the best of lives.
Right.
Is that fair?
that's really fair, and serious mental illness costs Americans about $193.2 billion. Dollars a year because of you know, loss of work, loss of loss of being able to go out and help and provide for their families and things like that. So that's a huge loss to people and to the United States.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.